Hello. So, I will be answering Wii Weak Spots Curious Questionnaire. It's supposed to encourage cuddlesome rambling. I really like that term. I'm gonna have to use that in my day-to-day conversations. Even just the word cuddlesome. It's pretty sweet. Anyway, number one, what is a fond memory you have of your first romance crush? Well, that's easy. Eighth grade. was at the winter dance, and I had the absolute largest heart-shattering crush on a boy named Michael. And I had a feeling he liked me as well, but it was kind of in the second grade pull your hair kind of teasing, like you sort of way. I don't know. Boys were weird back in junior high. Boys were weird, period. But anyway, we just finished a dance. I can't remember the exact song. But it was by Richard Marx. I think back when I was going to junior high, most songs were played by Richard Marx. Anyway, he had asked me to go outside with him to the courtyard, and I did without questioning it because I'd follow this guy anywhere. That's how smitten I was with him. And he gently backed me up against a cement post and asked me to wait there. So I did. I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? And I heard him opening a locker. Thinking, okay. And of course, my stomach is doing backflips and getting all sorts of nervouser. And I hear him coming back. And he asked me to close my eyes. I'm thinking, oh God, what could possibly, what is this guy doing? So I did, and he grabs my hand and tells me to open my eyes, and he has a single-stemmed red rose. And I'm completely speechless, and he's grinning at me. And I still haven't said anything. I think I sputtered out a really flustered thank you. And then he leans in, and the dialogue going on in my head is like, holy shit, holy shit. Is he really? Oh my gosh, he's getting closer. I think he's, and then he kissed me. He actually started out kissing me on the cheek. And my face felt incredibly hot, and then he kissed me on the lips. Mission control, we have left orbit. Yeah, there was all sorts of feelings that were completely brand new to me, and kind of scary and exciting at the same time. And then I kissed him back, and which of course was, then there became an argument in my head of what the hell is going on? What are you doing? Are we supposed to be doing this? And yeah, I just told both voices to shut the hell up. But yeah, I think it was about, I don't know, it felt like forever, but it was probably like 5 minutes or so. But yeah, when I leaned back into him and kissed him. He squeezed my hand, which, caused even more stomach flipping. And before he pulled away, he licked my bottom lip. I know. Dealing with a serious professional here. And yeah, if I have him to thank for teaching me that little trick, and it's worked. Every other, like, in my kissing history, anytime I've done that little just slight Like tongue flick on the bottom lip. It's a closer. So, but yeah, we never went out. That was it. yeah, it was an interesting thing with him. He dated my best friends in high school. He never dated me. so yeah, that's my fondest memory. Next one. What is your favorite thing that you can see from where you're right, from where you are right now? And tell me why. That's easy. I have a photo of my dad and I from Christmas. I think I was 7 years old. We never really had many pictures of, well, I never had many family pictures to begin with, but never any of my dad and I. So, yeah. That's my most treasured possession. If my house caught fire, I would even say screw the computers, I'd grab that picture and my cat. And yeah, those would be the important things. So. Number three. Tell me a silly story about yourself that you would tell me for hanging out. Bonus points for funny ones. Yeah, you know, I never big up myself in a story, especially this one. This is a really embarrassing story. Well, it's embarrassing to me. This was maybe eight. It was many years ago. I had caught a red eye from Florida to San Francisco. I was the last person off the plane, and met up with my friend, and we're walking through the terminal, and was this my first trip to San Francisco, sorry. No, it wasn't. Anyway, sorry. So we're walking through the terminal, and we pass a stamp, postage stamp vending machine. I'd never seen them in Florida. I'm not sure if they hadn't been rolled out yet in the town that I lived in. And, you know, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Wow. You know, I'd never seen such a thing before. I'm thinking, wow, this is really neat. And then I said aloud, I wonder how much they cost regarding the stamps. I wonder how much the stamps are. And my friend stops and looks at me. He's like, are you serious? Like, what? And I'm, you know, completely oblivious to what I just asked. He's like, it costs the same everywhere. I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, that was a real derpy moment. So yeah, that's, I don't know. That's my embarrassing, kind of, sort of, funny story. A favorite nickname, how you got it, and why you like it. We're going back to junior high again. So, there were a group of people that I hung out with, and one particular day, I can't remember who it was, but they had gotten the idea that everybody should have a nickname from the Muppets. I'm not sure where I was during the actual conversation, but, later on, I was told about it, and they decided that I should have the nickname Gonzo. You know, the blue funny bird that has the harem of chickens. Yeah, Gonzo. And I was thinking, what on earth? I'm like, why did you guys pick Gonzo for me? It's like, well, you're weird, but everybody loves you. Like, Okay, well, that's adorable. So, yeah, Gonzo. Fortunately, that only lasted for about a week or so. But, yeah, every once in a while, someone will mention it and will bring it up on Facebook, and it's like, oh, God, I cannot believe. Anyway, Gonzo, yeah. Also, I don't know, why did I have to be the weird one? No one could ever answer that question. Like, no one could give me any proof or examples of why I had to be the weird one. I mean, out of all of us, I think I was pretty much the boring one, so I don't know, maybe they were just doing it to be, I don't know. It's not even... Anyway, moving on, least favorite nickname. This boy would call me lard ass. Yep, that was his thing. He enjoyed calling me that. Would follow me up the stairs and call me lard ass. This was in, I think, ninth grade or something. And then came to find out a couple years later that he had a crush on me. And that was his way of trying to get my attention. Yeah, it was... Yeah, that's some smooth talking right there. So, I couldn't figure out why I didn't like him. No idea. Boys, I swear. What's the most illegal thing you've done? Did you get caught, and how did you make your getaway? Well, let's see. Did a lot of shoplifting when I was like in college. I mean, sometimes there were days when, you know, it was, yeah, I don't know, I'm not even going to try and rationalize it, I just used to like to steal stuff. I did get caught. it was actually pretty stupid, too. I got caught. This is so stupid. I got caught nicking a pack of crayons. Now, hold on. The hilarious thing was that I also had, so that was probably like, not even $2 or something. But I walked out with, like, a whole bunch of other expensive stuff. But I got caught for the $2 crayons. Yeah, went to court, played no contest, did community service stuff, but, yeah. I haven't done it after. I haven't done it after that. But, yeah, that was my moment of derp and dumbness. So, don't steal, kids. Well, yeah, don't steal, kids, because that's actually a lot worse than stealing crayons. So, anyway. Tell me about a childhood friend. Sorry, this questionnaire is making me out to be a really terrible person. Let's see, childhood friend I've since lost touch with. Do you still think of him? Or what do you remember best about them? Do you wish them well or ill? And invent a present life for them from what you know. Oh God. Jeez. Well, you probably have to be the first guy I was ever in love with. It wasn't Michael, sorry. But, yeah, we had a really interesting relationship. We were best friends through junior high, and then he ended up moving, so we ended up going to different high schools. Which, you know, back then would have equated to, you know, moving to the other side of the planet. We still talked on the phone, still remained friends through high school. I think back then I was certain I think I would marry the guy. That's how crazy I was. we lost touch probably, I guess, senior year. Because then he actually moved away, to another part of the state. So that meant letter writing. Gosh, the internet would have been so helpful back then. After I wrote him a couple times, and I didn't hear from him until college. Out of the blue, he called my dorm. Completely freaked me out. Apparently he'd had my letters and then lost them, because he lost them while they were moving. He and his brother had moved to another apartment or something. And so he found them and then contacted my parents and got my phone number. So bless my parents for being thoughtful enough to do that. But we reconnected in college, and we hadn't seen each other in years, but felt like nothing had changed. We spent quite a few weekends together, and we lost touch again. Damn it. He played heavily in my early life, so. I had found his brother on Facebook, and I'd asked about him. I know that he's married. I suspect he probably has at least 3 kids. Because I know that when he and I used to talk, he mentioned he'd like to have 3 kids, so. So I'm thinking maybe he has 3. And they all go to church, and if his plan had worked, he's probably a pastor now. He didn't have this plan when we were together, but he had become a very religious person after graduating college, so that's cool. He's probably a pastor, he's a lovely wife, 3 children, and I really hope he's happy, because, he should be. So that's my story. And that's the end of the questionnaire. Thanks, Weak Spot. These actually are really cool questions, so I'm glad you wrote them. So thank you. And if you're still listening, thanks for listening too. And I'll more than likely talk to you guys later.